The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. There's a brand new episode for you today, and we're going to talk about faith, family, and fun. This is a collection of conversations from my radio show that I do on Way FM. You can listen anytime through the Way FM app or at wayfm.com, but we're going to talk about road trip tips. If you've never traveled with a kid, you're probably as clueless as I am, and I talked to producer Tom because I thought certainly he's got something to help me. We also talk about a really embarrassing moment at work where I forgot to lock the bathroom door. My face is still turning red even thinking about it. And at the end of the podcast, we're going to talk about illness and how to handle that when it hits your family and life is still crazy. If you're doing any traveling and you have children, you've got tips to make it easier. I'm so new at this. We are doing a 7-hour road trip with no stops, and I'm terrified.
Ooh, you're not even going to stop to go to the bathroom?
Well, of course we're going to stop. Let's be honest. This trip is going to be like 10 hours.
I'm like, that's impressive, Joy. Gosh.
We're going to stop so much, it's embarrassing. But I'm just saying, I hope it's as short as possible. Producer Tom has 4 children.
Yeah.
So I know you've got to have a tip.
Go as late as possible, early as possible, whatever, like during sleeping hours for kids.
To try to keep them from even being aware.
Yeah, because then they're sleeping most of the trip.
The problem is I'm not packed and ready. So the only way that's happening is if I get up at like 3 in the morning and pack.
Well, maybe you should just go home now and just go to sleep. Start packing, go to sleep.
I'm going to bed, bye. Sometimes you embarrass yourself so much at work that you don't know if you can come back. And I just did. I went to the bathroom and I guess I forgot to lock the door. And sweet Ruth, you may have heard us talk about her on the show before. She's like the mother of everyone here. Thank God it was her. She opened the door and it's like she yelled and I yelled and I think she had to go. And I think I scared her so bad. I think she doesn't have to go anymore.
Oh, man. I heard the commotion. I was coming into the building and I had walked. I didn't walk in front of the bathroom, but
Thank
I walked by.
God.
Yeah. What did you say? If you would have, I would have had to quit.
Yeah. Yeah. One of us would have to be gone if it was producer Tom. Thank God it was a woman.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how I forgot to lock it. My scared theory is that I might never lock the door.
Oh, my God.
Well, I may have not been locking it for years now.
That's like the first thing I do when I get in there. I even check the handle. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I mean, taught you a lesson at least.
I'm never, ever going to forget now. This week, you might have known a huge show ended that America has fallen in love with.
Yeah, This Is Us. And I had to watch it with my wife, Jessica.
He didn't do it willingly. I didn't watch it at all because I'm too emotionally unstable as a person to add that in. I heard it was like a funeral episode. Tell me if it was any good.
It was good. I think they wrapped it up well, and I'm just glad it's done because no more tissues. I don't have to, honey, you need a tissue? There you go. But she's really upset about it.
Yeah, people get so attached to characters, and then when they're not on anymore, mm-hmm. you feel like you're missing your friends.
Exactly. So I don't know, like, is there a show, like my wife's upset about This Is Us, is there a show that ended that you miss?
So I was so sad when Castle ended. It's like this murder mystery procedural drama show, but it also has some romance, and it was such a good show. It lasted about 8 seasons, and I miss it every day.
Oh, wow.
She still does.
Still.
No, if there's romance, are there actual castles in it?
Castles in the sky, Joy.
Just a guy named Castle.
Oh, I am actually more out now. Just taking a quick second to interrupt this podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. Think for a second about what you could do with a little more money every single month. Things are so expensive right now that I've been going to Costco and buying my son's diapers in bulk. I'm trying to find the right gas stations to go to save a few cents every single gallon. We're being smart in every area of our lives financially, but maybe not with your mortgage. This could be a great time for you to refinance and just find out what your monthly repayment could be with United Faith Mortgage. In fact, my husband and I looked into it in 2020, decided it wasn't the right time for us financially, and then went through with it in 2021, and United Faith Mortgage gave us a great experience because they have this direct lender advantage, which means there's no middleman, and that can often save you monthly and lifelong money. More money every single month could help your family this summer. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Just find out what United Faith Mortgage could do for you by going to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
After such a hard news week, it's helpful to know that there's still good stories out there. So here's a little joyful news. An 18-year-old girl in Australia lost her mom when she was just a kid. And she said she's sad that her mom is never going to meet the guy that she's dating. They're pretty serious. They're thinking about marriage. But then they were going back through their yearbooks to show each other their childhood photos. And she noticed her mom was this guy's kindergarten teacher. So they have met. It just doesn't look like what she would have hoped or imagined. But her mom knows the man that she's in love with. It's the end of the school year, so if you've got kids, they're doing all these award ceremonies right now, and I don't know what it's like to experience that.
Yeah, so my son Evan is 6, and he just graduated kindergarten, and he got the Best Christian Character Award. And I am just over the moon over this because, look, he's very athletic. He plays soccer and baseball, and he wins awards for that. But this one shows his caring and kind heart. He's like the sweetest little boy ever. And he'll go out of the way to help you. I'm glowing today. My heart is glowing. I'm so happy for him.
Because it's so sweet because I didn't even know he'd receive sports trophies. It's not like you go around and brag that your kid is good at that. But it must in some way feel like some kind of recognition that you're doing a good job, which I know as a parent you like never get.
Yeah, I should pat myself on the back today.
I feel like your kid gets a trophy, but I don't see why we can't get you a trophy.
Yeah, where's my trophy?
Dad of the year, you're helping your son look more like Jesus. That's the best thing you could be doing.
Amen, Joy. Yes.
There's so much illness going around. I hope your family is staying healthy, but there is a stomach bug that all the schools keep talking about, and apparently it's hit producer Tom's daycare.
Yeah, we got an email blast earlier this week, like, tummy bug. And we're like, oh gosh, of course.
Mm-mm.
This is the week because my in-laws are coming in this weekend.
You've been looking forward to it.
We've been looking forward to their visit. And Jessica, my wife, today I get a text. She's not feeling good.
She's going down.
No!
Here's what I think is often the kids are getting so resilient because they face so many germs the last few years that sometimes they're fine, but they carry the germs home to us.
Yeah.
And it could go through. I really hope it doesn't happen for your family. I don't know how to avoid it at this point.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm the worst person to give advice on this. My kid licks the little handle on the carts at the grocery stores.
So. Well, that's just making them stronger, like you said.
Stronger, but it might kill me in the process. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.